This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is Friday, December the 20th of 2024. The time is 9:07. The sun is now shining. Yep, a sunny start here on this Friday morning. Snow is glistening in the sunshine. Temperature is up a pair of degrees. It's now 19 degrees. The wind chill factor is 8. I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number 2 of the Chad Holmes Show on 1230 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I say 1230 WXCO because this morning we are experiencing some technical difficulties with our 98.9 FM signal. Our crack staff of Civic Media engineers is working on the issue, and hopefully it will be taken care of sooner rather than later. But right now we are just on the AM dials, back to the old days. WXCO for many, many years was only an AM standalone at 1230, and then we added 98.9 a handful of years ago, and been on both sides, AM and FM, but this morning we are back to AM only. Glad you found us, glad you are still with us, and glad you are with us as well at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in just a little bit at 9:21, we'll be talking to Paul Miklik, our Friday feature on Wisconsin Sports. Talk about what's going on with the Packers, the Badgers, the Bucks, and everything else, and I will clear up any misconception on my thoughts on whether or not Giannis would be a long-term Milwaukee Buck or not. We will get to the bottom of that with Paul Miklik coming up in just a few minutes at 9:21. And then, of course, at the end of the hour, we will have our daily history lesson. We'll talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. We will have our celebrity birthdays. We will take a look at some of the events that are being acknowledged for today. And then, of course, we will finish things off with our number for the day quiz. Yep, our number for the day quiz. And we do it every day. We give Ian Welsh an opportunity. The three choices for the number for the day. So based on the math, he should get one out of three right. If you're just guessing, you should get one out of three right. But this week, it's been the odds have been against him. The luck has been against him because on Monday, didn't get it right. He went with the middle number. It was the lowest number, I believe, on Monday.
Lowest number.
And then on Tuesday, he went with the middle number.
And it was the highest
number. It was the highest number. Then on Wednesday, this was the heartbreaker, though. We had the question. I gave you the question. I gave you the chances, the picks.
I gave my answer.
You first went with the middle number again. And then almost immediately said, no. You had not said it's your final answer, because that's how we determine at the point that it is your final answer. You can change your mind up until that point.
My brain went into panic mode on that day.
And I think that was the day we kind of had a little bit of a short time frame, too. I think you had to do it rather quickly. I think we were running a little bit low on time, but then you switched.
I panicked.
And I think you went with the high number, right?
I did,
And then it was the middle number. And then yesterday, it was the low number, and you went back to the middle number. So the 3 days you picked the middle number, and the 1 day it was the middle number, you did not pick it as the middle number. So you are 0-4, and you have never had a week where you've got them all wrong. And today, the pressure's on. You don't want to have a zero week. And
I don't want you to tell me the topic.
All right. We're gonna hold off on it.
I want to do the same, I think, that we did yesterday. Just don't have me overthink it. Just wait till the final segment. They can tell me the topic, and then I won't probably be overthinking it.
There you go. That's actually smart. So we're going to hold off on the topic, but the very last thing we do on the show will be our number for the day quiz, and we will do that with Ian and hopefully be able to get a win to wrap up the week. Hey, quickly, need to remind folks that today is the final day of our Text to Win contest. Yep. It is the grown-up Christmas list contest, and it's been going on for the last 2 weeks. We got three more chances to try to finish it with a big W for those of you out there. What's going to happen is during the 11 o'clock hour, during the 1 o'clock hour, during the 4 o'clock hour, again, the 11 o'clock hour with Jane Matinere, the 1 o'clock hour with Todd Alba, the 4 o'clock hour with Dom Salvia, the grown-up gift list text to win contest statewide. At the top of the hour, close to the top of the hour, our host will give you the keyword. And then you have to use the Civic Media app. Open up the app, go to the 98.9 WXCO part of the app, and then just hit the text button, put out the word, send it in, and then you'll get a text back with an opportunity to get a second, I believe, opportunity in the drawing. So, but make sure you're tuned in 11, 1, and 4. Your last chance is to win either $100 cash or an overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Those are the hourly prizes. And then every time that you have texted in during the last 2 weeks, you'll have have one entry and an opportunity to be part of the final drawing for the 8 grand prizes in the grown-up gift list contest. So 8 different grand prize winners. So an opportunity to win, but it ends today. So make sure you're tuned in throughout the course of the day here on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. And in fact, I saw there's a listing of some of the hourly winners. They sent us the hourly winners. And we had a winner that was listening right here on WXCO. Nice. This is, again, is a statewide contest, so people all around the state send in the keyword. And April from Wausau, listening right here on WXCO, was one of our hourly winners in the last few days.
Congratulations, April.
So fantastic. Glad to see that she was listening throughout the course of the day. Sent in the keyword, and now she is, I don't know whether it's the $100 cash or the overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort, but either way, it's really a cool prize, and make sure you text in your keyword 3 more times, and hopefully you'll be a winner from WXCO as well. Mm-hmm. Also want to remind you that coming up on Christmas Eve, starting at 6 p.m., the Civic Media News Talk Network gets festive this year. At 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve, throughout the entirety of Christmas Day, the News Talk Network, including 98.9 and 1230 WXCO, will be playing your favorite Christmas classics. So it actually starts with a special holiday edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 4 till 6 p.m. on Tuesday. And then the network goes full-blown Christmas music for more than 24 hours. So keep the Civic Media Network on throughout the holiday. You'll get the news, sports, and weather updates from the Civic Media team, and then Christmas music as well. So 6 p.m. Christmas Eve, all through Christmas Day. So it should be a wonderful chance to have great background Christmas festive music as you get together with your family for dinner and opening up the gifts on either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
Absolutely.
Want to remind folks that coming up tonight and tomorrow, we still have high school sports. They are still continuing as we get closer and closer to Christmas. Tonight, it's high school boys basketball rivalry night, marathon in Newman Catholic. I'll be at the Newman Catholic High School gym tonight for all the exciting play-by-play. 6:50 for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip, right here on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. I'm assuming 98.9 will be up by then. I'm hoping it'll be up by the time I get back to my office, but yep. Better be up by the time we have the game tonight. But
people are working on it.
Yes, they are. 98.9 and 1230 WXCO online, of course, at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And also, tomorrow we have high school hockey as the Central Wisconsin Storm, ranked number 2 in the state, head to Eau Claire. I'll be heading to Eau Claire tomorrow. The Storm and the ECA Stars, 5:20 for the pregame, 5:30 for the opening faceoff. Again, live on 98.9 and 1230, WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
What about the hockey game that was supposed to happen yesterday?
It was postponed. It will be made up in early January on a Monday night.
It's still going to happen.
That's yep. Good. They have got a makeup date in early January. So we've got that set up Monday evening. I saw that a few of the games that were postponed last night are going to be played tonight. But the game that Wausau West had at Chippewa Falls, I actually checked yesterday because I thought, well, could it be tonight? And because I wanted to check the arena availability. But they have a junior team in Chippewa, and they have the rink tonight, so they could not play it tonight. So they'll play it in January. So that will happen coming up in a few weeks' time. So, by the way, how were the cookies?
The cookies were very delicious. So thank you for the cookies.
I have not had the cookies yet. They're just sitting across from me, and I've not decided to indulge. I'll wait till after the show. I'm waiting.
I'm a sucker for sweets. I have a huge a sweet tooth.
I am waiting actually for 98.9 to come back on the air. Then I'll have a cookie. My stomach is turning because of we have technical issues that bothers me. So it's we got to get that fixed up. And then I will indulge in a holiday cookie after that. But
so the Packers are playing the Saints on Monday, right?
Yep. And I think the Packers are in good shape in that game.
Honestly, if I had to choose, I think the Packers are going to pull out a good win on this one. I don't know if it'll be, I'm just going to take a shot here. I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game, but I think it'll be a close game.
Well, I don't know because the Saints are...
I predict the Packers will win by 7 points.
It looks like the Saints will be missing their starting quarterback, and also Alvin Kamara, their top running back, is not going to play. So it's going to be a shorthanded Saints team that is basically playing out the string.
What's the Saints record again?
What are they, 4-10 now, I think?
Oh, my.
Something like that. I'm sure Paul Micklick knows. We'll ask him when he comes in next.
Gee, I didn't think the record was that bad.
If he's nice to me, I'll give him a Christmas cookie, too. So that's straight ahead. Sunny skies, 19 degrees here in downtown Wausau. Chad Holmes Show, 1230 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, here on 1230 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And after a week off, because we were both across the street last Friday doing the Win Brockmeyer Award presentation, but back to have some fun and talk some sports with Paul Micklick, the Newman Catholic High School football coach and athletic director. And we are going to start, and we are going to clear something up right away. Because earlier this week,
moment of truth.
Earlier this week, I'm getting all these messages reminding me that I said that Giannis was not going to be with the Bucks next year.
That's what you said was your call. That is what you said. You said, I'm going to go right now. I'm going to go on the limb, and I'm going to say it.
That is not what. No.
Ian, can we get that tape? Honestly, can we get that tape?
I said.
We have the tape.
I said. I said that if they are a mediocre team, if they're a 500 team and get knocked down in the first round of the playoffs, he is not sticking around for a rebuild. That's what I said. That's not. I didn't say they turned it around.
But you said that was going to happen.
I don't remember that.
No, but I don't disagree with what you were saying, but you said that was what was going to happen.
I don't think so. Maybe I was drunk then. No.
That's what you said. I'm not disagreeing with why you said it.
I'm going to have to go back.
You are going to have to go back.
I
don't forget. It's a lock right here in my head.
I am going to do that. I am actually going to do that.
Yes.
I will do that. Because basically I can figure out it's only within like a 1 or 2 week window, so I won't have to spend a whole weekend digging through the archives to try to listen to
Correct.
It. So
Correct.
I'm going to give you my word. I'm going to do that. And I will give you my word as well. If I officially said that I predict it was going to happen, I will come back and apologize to you on this program.
And to everybody on air saying, I was wrong. Because you know what? I can't. Because we can sit here and talk and act like we know what we're talking about, just like all these other people.
That's what talk radio is all about.
But they never come back and say that they were 100% wrong.
That's always
even Stephen A. Smith the other day, he was saying Giannis, and who's the other guy on there when they played on Tuesday? Kedrick? Is that his?
Perkins,
yes. Yep. And basically saying that Oklahoma City was going to dominate the Bucks,
and they didn't come back.
And they didn't come back and say anything. And they basically, the guy in the middle was like at the end of the game, like saying, because they're asking about Giannis being a top five guy,
right?
And he's like, well,
yesterday, you think yeah. So.
But just before the game, he didn't.
It's kind of like when you go onto a sports website as well; they'll have immediate draft grades. They'll say, oh, so-and-so got an A for the draft the next day. They never go back 3 years later or 4 years later, because that's when you can determine
yep.
whether or not the guy who made the draft pick was right or you were right. But, yeah, you're right. It's never about looking back. It's always about hot takes at the time and never saying, well, I may have been wrong. So I will break the Stephen A. Smith avoid taking responsibility if I find that I actually said the words that you say.
You know, I think whoever wins this argument.
No. I don't think you should not be.
Buys a pizza? I think that's right.
Because
I'm so confident.
Right down the street.
I am so confident, and I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, you know what?
This would be entertaining.
This is a good week for me. You know, and I shouldn't even say this, but because it's Santa's bringing it to my kids. But so I got the Packer game on Monday,
right, 23rd,
and then the Bucks game on the 26th, and then we're going to the Admirals game hockey.
Oh, really?
Chad, on the 27th.
That's something I wanted to do, because they actually renovated the Milwaukee Arena, because it used to be the home of the Bucks many years ago. But then they renovated it, and it supposedly made it more intimate, where the seats are closer, and especially for hockey. And I think you'll have a good time.
We're right next to the penalty box.
Oh, you'll have a good time.
I want to make sure we had good seats.
I would say have the kids' ears covered, but they've already heard all of those words from you, so.
Chad.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, you got a funny guy over
Christmas,
here.
Christmas.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. You're going to be starting the new year telling me that I was right about that Giannis thing.
You want a Christmas cookie, huh? Yeah,
you also were saying the Badgers are going to be 7-5 or they were going to be 8-3. So you haven't had a good year. You should be happy this year's over with.
We got a couple minutes for the first time out here. What about the Bucks? Are they for real in your mind? What we saw, because the number that jumped out was 81 points against Oklahoma City. That's darn impressive. I was working that night, so I didn't see the game itself. Was it that
impressive? They couldn't hit a 3-pointer if they had their, even when they're wide open.
Right.
So I mean, I think it was part of the defense.
Part Bucks and part bad.
It was part both, and I don't think it was overly They missed some open shots too. But you have possibly the best player in the world.
He is the best, isn't he? I mean, when he's on top of his game and he does it. I mean, I don't know yet, but I remember seeing a stat recently that he's hit at least 50% of his shots every game this year. Every game. That's amazing.
He attacked the whole game, and he's in a different. And I think those guys, because of the way he plays, I think that's why he gets criticism. I mean, he just goes hard, and he gets fouled every single play. Even when they don't call a foul, he's getting fouled.
Right, it's the old Shaq thing, because Shaq was so much bigger than everybody else, and they keep hitting him, and the idea is you can't call a foul every time, but he is fouled every time.
He is fouled every time. And the same thing with Shaq is people are like, oh, he's not that good of a player. He's not, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but there's a different game. They play. They're forced to play a different game. Because
correct.
You're exactly right.
And I don't think those teams like it. They want you to play normal. Sit there, drive, kick, shoot. They don't like when you attack.
Is Doc now proving himself?
Yeah, you didn't like Doc either this year. Yeah.
I know.
I told you Doc is relax, I said. I said last year, relax. Let Doc have some time.
So Doc is the man now.
What do you want to do? Fire him too?
No,
get somebody else? I mean,
I'm just saying. It's
I mean, I don't know. I think he's a good
for this group. Is he good?
Because it's a veteran group.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I thought it was good last year already.
All right, we're gonna come back. Maybe I'll go into the archive in the next 5 minutes here and see if I said it. We're gonna come back. More with Paul Micklett coming up. An information update, news, weather, and sports straight ahead here on WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
And welcome back, Chad Holmeshow, 98.9 WXCO, 1230 WXCO this morning. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is 9:35. It is 19 degrees, and the sun is shining here in north central Wisconsin, heading towards the weekend here on December the 20th. Talking Wisconsin sports with Paul Micklett. And let's talk about... I want to talk about Phil Longo, actually. What did you think when you heard he got the head coaching job at Sam Houston State, who just won their bowl game? I think it was last night.
Yeah. Not much.
But the thing is, he's now a head coach, and now he gets to, be...
That is literally everything that you can't stand, is that they just...
Retreads.
Yep, retreads. I mean, that's all that is. I mean,
Well, he was actually the OC there, like, in 14 to 16, so I guess they didn't have that. It's who you know. It really is. It's who you know.
Yeah, because it's not what you know. I mean,
I know. It's like...
It feels good. I mean,
He'll probably do fine there,
You think so?
I don't know. I don't know what their schedule is. I don't really care, to be honest with you, whether he does well or not. I mean, but I just found it interesting that a guy, failed miserably, and he kind of, now he's the head coach, and the team he's taken over did something Wisconsin's not doing, playing in a bowl game.
Correct. I just...
But everybody...
The first thing I just think about is that it's just comical. It's just comical. They just move people around, right. and unfortunately, you don't give other people
right somebody that earned that first opportunity, because that seems like the kind of job that would be a good opportunity for somebody that's worked their way successfully.
I mean, that's telling me that in my mind, Phil, this is your last gig. You're not going back up.
Yeah, if
you're as a head coach, right?
I mean, you never know. I mean, you really don't. You don't know if all of a sudden his offense does what they were saying his offense was going to do at Wisconsin, and they go 11-1 or 12-0, then somebody's going to bring him in and say he's the next, again, that he learned his lesson or something like that at Wisconsin. I have no idea.
He's again, done.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
I don't think you'd go
if
there.
If we're still doing this in 5 years and he's coaching at some Big Ten school or Big 12 school, we'll see.
He's not. As a head.
Right.
Because I don't think you take that spot to be an assistant, to be an offensive coordinator.
Right.
Somewhere.
No, he would go as a head coach. The only thing is, if the guy, I mean, we've seen it for some of these, you know, mid-major schools that rack up, you know, incredible offensive numbers and win a lot of games, they then get the call. I mean, that's what happened at Indiana. I mean, that's so. I mean, if he outperforms what previously occurred, don't underestimate the athletic directors and presidents of these universities.
Let's just retread it and keep on going with the same old, same old.
Packers, pretty good win on Sunday, wasn't it? Even though during the game, it's like you want more. You always want more.
I mean, you just wish they would have finished it a tad earlier.
True.
And for their sake, I mean, just for many reasons, to get guys out of there so they don't get banged up and things like that. And it's more about that. But to be able to win in a hostile environment.
Nice to play them again in the first round, which was going to be the case now, but now the Rams have moved ahead of them. So.
Which actually would be Tampa Bay.
Oh, it would be Tampa now. Okay, because Rams moved ahead of Tampa Bay?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No, Tampa Bay moved ahead of the Rams.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because actually Tampa's been doing pretty well.
So right now it would be Tampa.
So, again, we don't play the playoffs today, so me saying who.
But I will say, but it will be interesting to say
the Packers,
that.
The only thing about it, no matter.
I think they're going to go to LA, or to, not to LA, but, to the Rams, which but, I don't know if that's
but,
a good thing.
But nobody, I think that's a much tougher, because I think they do have that experience. They have the veteran quarterback who has the capability of having a major game. I mean, Baker Mayfield's doing pretty well as well.
He's doing awesome.
Right. But I think no matter who they play on the road in that first round playoff game, they'll be the favorite on the Vegas line. Packers will be the favorite, even being on the road.
I think at Tampa they would be, just because they're banged up. Ian? Hey, we should actually have a eggnog drinking show where every time that Chad says "butt," chug a shot of eggnog. That would be a good game.
Non-alcoholic, right?
Non-alcoholic. Yes, yes. Okay, that's good. Why I said eggnog. Yeah, I should have said. I just thought Festivus we would have, because Festivus is coming up.
You're a funny man. Just a funny, funny man.
But I just said it. Tampa Bay is more banged up, and the Rams are getting healthy.
True.
That's the only reason why I
Detroit's
think.
Detroit's really banged up, aren't they? And you have
been Campbell,
you've been saying for months now that they are frauds.
Yes.
That's the word you've used. Frauds.
Yes.
They are frauds. The Detroit Lions, who have lost two games all season long, are frauds.
Yep. Now they're going to get
will they win a playoff game? Because they won't play in the first weekend. They'll play in the second weekend. Will they get beat? The frauds? Will the frauds?
Whoa, 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 whoa,
will
whoa,
the frauds
you made that prediction already?
Well, yeah, you're right, because Minnesota could actually beat them. You're right. You're right, because they play in Detroit the last week of the season. You're right.
Yeah.
Hey, I can admit you're right.
Okay,
you
know, I mean,
there you go. You're right.
And they can lose. All they got to do is lose one of those games. Minnesota.
And then they're on the road. Yeah, you're right.
I don't think Minnesota. What's going to be ironic, I think, is that Packer Minnesota game is going to be totally pointless. I think Minnesota's going to lose this weekend.
I have a pool where we pick all the games, and I picked against Minnesota. I'm trying to remember who they even play.
Seattle.
It is Seattle, because Seattle's going to bounce back. And in Seattle, I thought that's a game that the Vikings,
because Seattle lose. If they lose that, they're done.
Right. So if it's all on the line,
for them.
In my mind, because they have to go to the Rams the last week,
right?
So I mean,
they seem to lose those games. The thing is, the thing about Seattle though is
they need last week's game.
No,
too,
the thing is they've lost 5 games at home this year. 5. That's supposed to be the greatest home field advantage around.
They Dallas, too. I mean, Dallas, Seattle. I mean, all these teams. I mean, Seattle's supposed to be loud, of course, yes.
But, I mean, yeah, but, I mean, 5 losses at home, they just are terrible at home. So they may be better off going to L.A. if that's a must-win game for them.
Correct. The yeah, that's a good point on that. So I think there's a lot to figure out, but what's not a lot to figure out is Green Bay wins, they're in.
Yeah.
And I don't see them, unless Minnesota loses this week, then they move up in that slot. To number in the wild card, number 5.
5, yep.
That's the only thing. And then the Green Bay would have to be. Otherwise, I don't see what Green Bay is going to be playing for.
You're right.
The last 2 weeks.
No, you're right, yep.
Because Washington's not going to catch them from behind.
No.
Because they're going to lose this week against Philadelphia. So, you know what I mean? Like, that's what's the play for? It'll be interesting to see what they do. Because they're healthy right now.
Right.
And being healthy is literally 75% of the playoffs.
Of this time of year. It's a long season, and we see, you're exactly right. So many teams that are great in the middle, even great towards the end. You had the wrong injury at the wrong time.
It's over.
It is over. And right now, Green Bay is in a really good position. I mean,
they had 5 guys on the injured this yesterday. 5. That was it.
And it's really wide open. I mean, you look at these, there's some good teams, but there's no team that dominant. You got the frauds up at the top.
You could say the Chiefs are, too.
Right. I mean, every week they are just, this close to losing. And but that, again, shows, I think, winning is a habit.
Hey, we got that eggnog. We got that.
Ian is looking at his phone. Stop looking at your phone and start paying attention over here,
You're supposed to have an eggnog ready for us every time he says butt on there.
Yeah. But there we go again. Now you got me just completely.
It's going to be interesting the last couple weeks. But we got to talk about your Marquette and Wisconsin both played Butler.
I know. And both won.
Both won.
But Badgers actually won at Hinkle, which is the classic field house. Not easy. It was a significant win for Wisconsin because, I mean, they lost 3 games in a row. They did. And that was a good win. It was. That's a good win when you beat a major conference full on the road. That's one that will look good, when they ultimately get the seeding.
Maybe.
And everything else.
It depends on how it. Butler's 7-5 now, and Butler did have a lead against Marquette in the first half. But
that game against Dayton was weird. Marquette had a 10-point lead at halftime, and they'd be outscored by, 19 points in the second half? Haven't seen that in a while.
No, and that's what happens. We have no inside presence.
That's true.
And that's a little concerning if anybody watches that, obviously, and they do, that second half is going to be on film of how to do it.
And MU has Xavier coming up tomorrow, and they're always tough.
Xavier almost beat Connecticut the other night.
Yeah, I mean, they're always right there. They play tough basketball, and Marquette usually has a very difficult time against them. And Tron Miller, I think, is still coaching there, and he left, then he came back.
Yep.
And that's going to be an interesting game tomorrow. And the Badgers, I find back in when I was younger, they never started conference until after New Year's.
Yep.
So it feels though. It still feels like they should be playing a conference game against Detroit coming up on Sunday. I mean, playing a conference game instead of playing Detroit on Sunday, but they should not have any issue in that game. They're under 500.
No. And, if you look at the losses they had, Marquette's a good team, ranked high.
Yeah.
Illinois 9. Almost beat the number one ranked team the game after Wisconsin. They lost by 2 to Tennessee. At home. So that means Illinois is legit.
Yes, they are.
Michigan is ranked now, and I can't remember.
They kicked a game away against Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, yes. Yeah, they had the lead. They had the lead.
Yeah.
I mean, so Michigan is legit. You need to get one of those 3 games, unfortunately, I think, for them. What it also says that the Big Ten is a lot better than the Big East.
Yeah. I mean, there's no DePaul's. Georgetown's and some of the
Georgetown's are, on 8-1.
Oh, they are.
They just beat somebody.
Who they beat?
They just beat somebody in conference the other night, whoever it was. Who was it?
And they do have that old Providence coach there maybe turning things around.
No, they're 8-1 or 9-1. They just in their first game on Wednesday night, they smoked somebody.
Well, that also may say that
how bad is the conference?
Exactly.
Correct. And then honestly, right now.
Oh, they beat Creighton.
Creighton, that's who they Creighton was ranked. Yeah.
81-57. Oh. Huh. I guess you I'm busy working.
Yeah, well, so am I. But I have a
man. You follow Georgetown? I tell you, that's impressive.
No, when I was watching Marquette game, they had the highlights on there. Okay.
Well, yeah, because of Big East. Yeah.
So that was an accident.
No, that's interesting. That is.
But that right now, there's only probably maybe three teams that could make it from the Big East right now.
Marquette is okay. There's Marquette, St. John's. St. John's is 9-2. Marquette's 10-2. Georgetown's 9-2. UConn is 9-3. Nova is 8-4. Xavier is 8-4.
But that if they don't go,
DePaul's even 8-3.
Yeah, but and all those games are going to unless they go 500. But even if they go 500 in the Big East, that's not going to get them to the tournament.
No, they gotta be better than that.
So that's why, and that the odds
Wisconsin goes 500 in the Big Ten, they're probably a number 7 seed.
100%.
Yeah, not kidding.
And then they won't get in the Big East.
Right.
Those teams.
Yeah.
So it's a fun time.
Absolutely. So now, yeah, exactly right. So.
Well, you guys enjoy your stay. I know I hear the music in the background there. I know you got a busy holiday season, and you enjoy your Christmas.
Was the cookie good?
Oh, the cookie was awesome.
You want another cookie? Got a lot of cookies.
I better not. I'm way over the minimum of my sitting in this chair.
There you
but,
go. There you go.
But I appreciate Chad. I appreciate you and everything you do for athletics in the Wausau area. And so you have a Merry Christmas.
Coming next week?
I'm going to be at the Admirals game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, see you in 2025.
That's what I'm saying. So that's the last time. And all by right, then, right. Ian, make sure we have it.
I'll do the research.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Decided to have a cookie. the 20th of December, 2024. Time for our daily history lesson. Today is what? Day number 355. We are down to 11 days remaining in 2024.
Yeah.
And a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date, in 1606, the Virginia Company loaded 3 ships with settlers and set sail to establish Jamestown, Virginia, the first permanent English settlement in the Americas. On this date, in 1860, South Carolina became the first state to secede from the United States. On this date, in 1946, the Frank Capra film, It's a Wonderful Life, had a preview showing for charity at New York City's Globe Theater a day before its official premiere. On this date, in 2007, Queen Elizabeth II became the oldest ever monarch of the United Kingdom, surpassing Queen Victoria, who lived for 81 years, 7 months, and 29 days. And on this date in 2019, the United States Space Force was founded, an armed forces branch dedicated to space warfare. Yeah, like we need space warfare, right? Thank you, Donald Trump. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Former Kiss drummer Peter Criss is 79 years old. TV producer Dick Wolf of the Law & Order franchise is 78 years old today. Movie director Todd Phillips, he did Joker and the Hangover films, 54 years old today. Jonah Hill, actor of Superbad fame and Don't Look Up, is 41. And Isabella Ferreira of Love Victor is 22 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is International Human Solidarity Day. It is Games Day. So play some games.
Absolutely.
It is Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. It is Underdog Day. I don't know if it's the underdog where it's like you're an underdog in a game or there's underdog.
Yeah, the superhero.
Yep, the cartoon superhero. Underdog. It is Go Caroling Day and Sangria Day. So those are the days being acknowledged here on the 20th of December.
Hey, that Go Caroling Day should be every day in Christmas.
There you go. Exactly right. All right. We have been waiting all day long whether or not we would be able to get a W in the number for the day quiz. We give Ian three choices every day. And based on the math, you should get 33% right, 1 out of 3, but just by guessing. Yeah. But this week, 0 for 4. We've never had a 0 week.
Nope.
You've always found a way.
This is the moment of truth.
This is it.
Yes. This is the big one.
Today's number for the day quiz topic is the lottery, because coming up this weekend, the lottery continues to grow. The Mega Millions jackpot tonight will be at $825 million, which is a big number.
Huge.
But our number for the day is, what is the biggest lottery jackpot to date? And I will tell you, it was a Powerball drawing, which was won on November the 7th of 2022. So just over 2 years ago.
So pretty recently.
Okay. All right. Is the correct answer $1.04 billion? $2.04 billion.
Okay.
$3.04 billion.
What was the question again?
The largest lottery jackpot to date. A Powerball drawing won on November the 7th of 2022. $1.04 billion, $2.04 billion, $3.04 billion.
Okay. Well, any one of those numbers would be impressive, but I'm going to say, I'm going to say $2.04 billion, right?
Yep.
Okay.
With a B.
$2.04 billion. I'm going to guess is the biggest one to date. It's my final answer.
So you've decided to stick with the middle number.
I'm not changing. I'm
four out of the 5 days this week.
Yes. I'm sticking with it, though.
And the one day that you didn't do it was the middle number.
That's
and
right.
In order to avoid the infamy of a perfect week the opposite way, you have to get this right. The largest lottery jackpot to date, the Powerball drawing, won on November 7th, 2022, is $2.04 billion. You survived. You got it right.
I did.
You went with the middle, and this time it went with you.
Good way to end
it. All right. So now we can turn the page, start anew next week on Monday. Have a good weekend.
You too should have a good weekend, everybody.
And stick around. Matt and Air on Air coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.